Shavuos, Perkei, Mishnah Dalet, 5-4. The last of the Mishnahs here, the Perek, and the topic here of Shavuos Pikadon, focuses on the point that the Shavua, the repudiation, the denial, has to be about a Tevias Mamon, some kind of, you know, financial recovery, as opposed to a Kanas, a penalty. We saw this basically in the previous Perek as well. The source actually is here, is the Sukkim regarding Shavuos HaPikadon. In any case, the point of our Mishnah, essentially the principle, is that if the person who's swearing is denying a financial claim that would be to make someone whole, that would be liable, make him liable for an asham, gzeilus, whereas if he's just denying a kanas, a penalty, which is something punitive, let's say, but not to make the victim whole, so then there would be no obligation for a Shavuos HaPikadon, Asham Gzeilus offering. There still would be the Shavuos Bitui issue. He's still lying and he's swearing falsely about what he did or didn't do, and therefore he might be liable to Malkus or to Achatos of the Olaviyaret as a Shavuos Bitui. Anyways, the Mishnah says inside here, the claim here is that Reuven's claiming of Shimon, that Shimon Anasta U Pisisa Es Biti. Reuven claims that Shimon either raped or seduced his young daughter. And now when the penalty for rape, let's say, is there's both the, anytime you physically assault someone, then there's the damage you cause them, the nezek, the humiliation, the boshas, the tsar, the pain, etc. So those payments are certainly mamon. Those are financial claims, and those are the kind of claims of one denied responsibility. He'd be liable for the Ashram Gazelos. However, in addition, for the onus and mafate, they receive a kanas, a penalty of 50 shekel from the Torah. The ma'anes, the rapist, gets 50 shekels always. The mafate, the seducer, pays 50 shekel if he doesn't marry the girl, and that's her, they're both, everyone's prerogative. But in any case, the point is, here's the claim. V'hu omer, Shimon says, lo anasi v'lo petisi. He denies it. He says, no, I didn't do that. Mashbiach ani, and therefore, now Reuven says, I adjure you under oath. Swear to me you didn't do it. V'amar amen. He says, yeah, I swear. He says, amen. Literally, amen. So then now, chayev, if he was lying, he'll be liable for bringing Hashem gazelos because he was repudiating the claim to make the father whole on the damage that was incurred to his young daughter. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, stop. He says he's actually exempt. Why? Because when a person is making the demand from the ma'anas or the mafate, his primary concern is focused on right now is getting his kanas, his penalty. The reason why is because the person who is modeb kanas, if you admit about a kanas, any kind of kanas, before you end up in Bezdin, you won't have to pay. Okay, modeb kanas is pater before it becomes like a din Torah. In the din Torah, later on, there'll be the court case and the ma'anas have to pay, certainly. At that point, everyone says, he'll of course have to pay for the boshes and the pagam and the tsar. But in the meantime, says Rabbi Shimon, when a person makes such a demand of the ma'anas mafata, his focus is specifically, says Rabbi Shimon, on the kanas. And therefore, if he's denying the claim, so Rabbi Shimon says he'll be exempt because he's focused on the kanas part of it. Sheinu mishalem kanas al pi atzmo. A person who admits that he is liable to some which the penalty would be kanas, so he doesn't pay. Meaning, she'enu mishalem kanas, one wouldn't pay a kanas al piatzmo if he admits it by himself before going to Bezin. Amrulo, so the rabbis now, the chacham say back to Bishimon, afo pi she'enu mishalem kanas al piatzmo, yeah, it's true that the kanas part is that the 50 shekels is a kanas and that he would be a motor kanas as pater, but so what? Mishalem boshos pagam al piatzmo, the bad guy who would still have to pay regardless of whether he admits it or otherwise, he still has to pay the other payments that go from someone who's injured another person. So those payments still are included, and the focal point says the chachamim are on those payments or those payments as well. And the halacha is like the Tanakama, the chachamim, that indeed, if one denied such a claim, he still would be liable. If he lied, he would be liable for the Asham Gazelos.